Commencement unrest. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Days-long campus protests beginning to affect university graduations across the U.S. Fox's Chanley Painter with details on the latest protest at the University of Michigan.
Pro-Palestinian protests at major universities are continuing to spread to campuses around the world, and now graduation ceremonies are also being impacted. At the University of Michigan, banners and Palestinian flags could be seen waving around during its commencement ceremony. At one point, several students organized a walkout from the graduation, carrying flags and chanting for an end to the war in Gaza. Most protesters are demanding the schools divest from Israel.
And more than 2,400 arrests have been made on 46 campuses so far since the start of those protests last month. The Houston area again hammered by flooding, entire towns in Harris County underwater as the San Jacinto River rises. County Judge Lena Hidalgo ordering mandatory evacuations along the river.
We can't force somebody to leave, but if you stay there, not only are you a sitting duck, but you're putting our law enforcement in danger. And at some point, we can't send law enforcement into swift water that is sure to pose a threat to their life because you made a bad decision.
First responders rescuing hundreds of people so far from rooftops and roads, many rivers rising to levels not seen locally since the days of Hurricane Harvey. A car crashing outside the White House Saturday night, killing one person. D.C. Metro Police saying the vehicle collided with an outer perimeter gate on the White House complex while traveling at a high rate of speed. The Secret Service carrying out life-saving protocols, but the driver of the car was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation is underway. There was never any threat to the White House itself. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Three New York City synagogues and the Brooklyn Museum getting false bomb threats on Saturday.
Worshippers in two of the synagogues were evacuated, but the threats were deemed not credible by the NYPD. There was also a bomb threat made against the Brooklyn Museum later in the day, which police said was also found to be a false threat. Police were investigating if the calls were all connected. New York City's Jewish community has been on edge since October 7th, when Israel was attacked by Hamas terrorists, prompting the country to respond with its ongoing military offensive in Gaza. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Meantime, New York City's Department of Corrections yanking its 3,000 body cameras after one ignites, injuring a corrections officer. The body cam reportedly caught fire Friday night, prompting the union to ask for a full safety review. The officer is said to be okay. A Saturday evening baby shower in New York City turns deadly.
A police source tells our affiliate Fox 5 that the victims were standing outside the venue in a Queens neighborhood when someone started shooting, killing a 24-year-old man and injuring three others, one of whom went to the hospital in critical condition. More than a dozen bullet holes riddled the doors to the event. Photos show flipped over tables and pink and blue party decorations inside. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The state of Iowa not backing down to threats from the Biden White House over a new state law that facilitates arresting and deporting illegal immigrants. The White House threatening to sue the state if the bill is not suspended by this Tuesday. That law allows authorities to arrest migrants who were previously denied entry to or deported from the U.S. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds posting on X, quote, "The only reason we had to pass this law is because the Biden administration refuses to enforce the laws already on the books." I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.